It's time to get geared up with GeekWire's weekly tech and gadget show. Here are your hosts, Todd Bishop and Andrew Edwards.
Welcome to Geared Up from GeekWire.com in Seattle. I'm Todd Bishop.
I'm Andrew Edwards.
Hey, man, you have got some good stuff in the
great
studio
stuff.
This week. Great
That's
stuff.
Crazy what? Story behind this and everything, too.
Good deal. So first off, Andrew, for people who aren't familiar with it, who've been living in a video game cave for the past year, what is the Nintendo Switch and why should people care about it?
It's Nintendo's brand new home console. So home console launches only happen every 5, 6, 7 years. So this is a big deal for Nintendo. And it's also kind of like their comeback. The Wii U was a flop after the Wii was a tremendous success. This is their way of getting back in the game with a console that is both a home console that can also be portable. And that sounds kind of crazy, and we'll explain more about it in the show. But basically, you can take the Switch with you on the go because it has a built-in battery, and it, for all intents and purposes, the Switch is really just a tablet.
What is this object sitting here on the table?
This object is the upcoming brand new, actually launching, I don't know why I'm looking at my watch, launching tomorrow night at midnight, so technically Friday morning, the Nintendo Switch.
March 3rd.
March 3rd.
Nice. So you've got it. You've got a hands-on.
You've got the Switch. It's right here.
Yeah, and you've got Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Right here behind us, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. By the way, if you're listening to this, this might be one you want to actually go and watch because there's going to be a lot of like demonstrations, watching Zelda in real time. So, go out and seek out the video. YouTube, GeekWire, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've talked about the Switch in the past on the show, but here it is in front of us. You've actually had a chance to do your initial video review of this.
Yeah.
So, which I watched. But give us the highlights. What have you experienced hands-on with the Switch that you wouldn't have understood previously?
Well, before I do that, let me tell you the story behind this.
Let's hear it.
Getting this thing. So obviously Nintendo has their list of people who they seed these out to, right? And I'm lucky enough to be on that list. But I was in New York City visiting family, and my wife sends me a picture, text message. Look what came. And it's the Switch, 2 Amiibo, Legend of Zelda, and I'm 3,000 miles away. Right? And I'm like, okay, that's fantastic. And then she sends me a picture of, you know, sometimes there's an embargo. And for those who don't know, an embargo is basically, it is when a company sends you a product, but they want everyone to basically have like a fair chance at creating their content before it goes live. So the embargo was going to end before I even got home.
Oh, man.
So I was like, hold on. Everybody's going to, you know, in the internet, like if you're one day late, you're old. Oh, yeah. Why? This is old now. So I'm like, you need to overnight that to me, regardless of the cost, right now. And she did that. So she sent it to New York. I got it there, and I actually created my first video, which was the Switch unboxing and first look. It was entirely shot on a cell phone.
Nice.
But people actually said it looked good. But so that was the saga of getting it. But what was cool is that since I had it over there, I was actually able to test using it on an airplane because I had to fly home. Back to the question that you asked me, though.
Yeah, because obviously it's not your ordinary console. It's
not at all.
It's basically a 2-in-1, 3-in-1, depending on how you define it. So, back to the question, what have you experienced hands-on with this thing that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise?
Oh, man. I mean, it's just, I'm more impressed with it than I thought I would be. Now, granted, the only game they sent me was The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Which we've got on the screen here.
Got on the screen right now. And spoiler alert, I will say it's probably the best game I've ever played. Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
No way.
Ever.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. It beats out Ocarina of Time from the mid-90s.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see this thing.
Right. It's really good.
So, but the basics here, $299. And,
yep.
And the idea
no game included.
Okay. Right.
So it's $299. You get the dock, which you see here. You get everything you need to connect the dock to the TV, so that's an HDMI cable and a power cord. It's USB-C power, so the Switch itself, as you can see, I'll lift it out here behind us, and now the TV turned off, and the screen immediately turned on.
Oh, wow.
So
there it is. It just basically show that to the video.
Right. Yeah. So as soon as I take it out of there, the screen on the tablet lights up. And this right here, this is what I'm holding in my hand, this is the Nintendo Switch, this itself. So this little tablet, 6.2 inches, is the console. Everything else that you see here is just an accessory. So this dock is just an accessory to get the feed onto a TV and to charge it.
Wow.
That's all it does. And then you have the two controllers, the Joy-Con, that can slide onto either side of the Switch. And then watch what happens. If I slide this back in, you'll see almost instantly it'll pop back on behind us on the TV. There it is.
Wow.
So that's how easy and fast it is. And then the screen on the tablet immediately turns off. So the Joy-Con, you can slide them onto the Switch like so.
So you're just taking it, you're sliding it onto the side of the console.
Right.
The side of the tablet, essentially.
Yes.
Even though it's docked, and they go right in there. And so in this format, how are you using the Joy-Con, if at all?
So this would be only
if you take it out.
And now you have a mobile portable console to play. So
it's like giant. It's not a giant tablet, but it's a sizable tablet with controllers on either side.
Yeah, and this is actually
it.
Smaller and lighter than the Wii U gamepad. So you know that Wii U gamepad is pretty big and bulky and thick. This is under a pound, super portable, and it has a kickstand. So when you're on the go, you can even remove those Joy-Con and just prop it up. So yeah, it is very nice. Nicer than I thought it would be.
Good. So if anybody has any questions on the Facebook live feed or the YouTube channel, let us know. We'll
comment below. Drop us your questions. Any questions you have about the hardware, I'm happy to answer it.
So back to your experience. You got this overnighted to you in New York. You got to try it out on the plane.
That's right.
What was the battery life like?
Okay. So again, this is playing Legend of Zelda, which Nintendo did say back when they were announcing it. They said you would get between 3 and 6 hours of battery life, depending on the title. And then they said Zelda would get roughly 3 hours.
Okay.
And what I found was I got roughly 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Okay. So they were a little conservative with their estimate.
Right.
Just a little.
But it also depends, like, you know, are you fighting like some huge boss battle or are you just like running around? You know what I mean? It just depends on what you're doing.
Intensity and the GPU.
Exactly.
Yep.
So now I have to, okay. I was syncing the Joy-Con back to the console.
Wait, what does that mean?
So when you connect them, it knows, okay, the Joy-Con are connected to the console. So they're not being used to play because you're not going to play with the, you know, with the docked.
Right. They're attached. It's docked.
Right. So when you remove them, it's like, okay, now we power them off just in case you wanted to charge them or something. So you have to turn it back on, the Joy-Cons themselves.
Got it.
So it's very battery efficient. So the Joy-Con themselves, actually, speaking of battery life, these get 20 hours of battery each. So you don't have to charge. It's not like these are going to die in a matter of 3 hours.
Right.
And then the Nintendo Switch is powered by USB-C. So if you have a USB-C charger with you on the go, like on the plane, a lot of planes now have plugins.
Right.
You can just plug it in and keep it powered on.
Got it.
So, you know, unlike other, you know, other things where if you can't charge it, you know, you need a hard plug into a wall and you're done. This you can charge on the go, even with a power bank or something like
that.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to Geared Up on GeekWire, and we'll be right back with more. Welcome back. We are going hands-on this week with the Nintendo Switch. You're listening to Geared Up on GeekWire. Enough with the hardware specs. Let's play this game,
all
man.
Right. Well, you play the game. You play it. Well, first of all, I mean, what do you think of this? Take a look at the hardware.
So
check it out.
I was mentioning the dock to me
Here's the
dock to me was a little less substantial than I expected, but then again, it's not the CPU.
It's just
not
the dock.
The console.
Yeah, there's nothing in there. It's just, you know, it has the hardware to send the feed to the television. But yeah, like here's the game card, by the way. Have you seen the games for this thing?
No, so that...
This is the game. This is the game. Look at
so
that.
So it's basically an SD card.
Right. This is small.
Wow.
This is like half the size of a Nintendo 3DS cartridge. So I'll show it to the camera. This is the game.
It's indistinguishable from an SD card, except it's maybe a little
thicker. Yeah, exactly. The Switch, speaking of SD cards, only ships with 32 gigabytes of storage. And in fact, that's so small that some of the launch games can't even fit if you wanted to download it digitally. So I do recommend that people go out and buy a micro SD card. Like I have one in here from SanDisk that I bought. It's 95 megabytes per second, so it's pretty fast. And that's 128 gigabytes. So now I can actually like not worry about the storage. So that's the one thing I would ding Nintendo for. The amount of storage in there is pretty small.
Okay. Question from the YouTube channel from Mr. Thrideye.
All right.
He says, how many hours are you into Legend of Zelda, and what do you like most so far?
How many hours? I'm about, so I've had the Switch for, I'd say, 9 days, maybe 8 days, something like that. I say I'm about 15 to 20 hours in.
Okay.
I have not beaten it yet, but that's because it's so open world and nonlinear that you can just go and like find stuff to do that's not even part of the main quest. Like, you can just go off and do stuff. But it's so, I mean, and it's fun doing that. Like, you don't feel like this rush to, I got to get from point A to point B to C and D, like, just to go through and beat the game. Like, it's actually fun to just explore and see what's out there and, like, see what you happen upon.
15 to 20 hours in,
yes,
and you haven't even
beaten it.
That really, it's more like a Grand Theft Auto approach,
yes,
where you can do, it's open-ended,
right,
you can do whatever you want,
right,
as opposed to a linear
narrative. And they even said, I haven't done this, but they even said, you know, I don't know if this is an exaggeration, but Nintendo said, if you want, when you start the game, you can walk straight to the final boss. You won't win. You won't have the
power,
everything
you need
to do to beat them. But if you want, like, you can go anywhere in the game at any time. So if you want to go ahead and, you know, try to beat the final boss first thing, go for it. So, and then you can beat the final boss and then go and play the rest of the game. So it's, yeah, it's really great.
Let's show it to people.
All right.
So how do you get started here?
Well, first of all, I forgot to bring the Joy-Con grip.
Okay.
So that's what you would slide these into that make it kind of like a standard controller.
Right.
But that said, it's still, everything else still operates.
Got it.
So if I go into here, let's go into the game. The embargo broke today, by the way, so I haven't even been able to show this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, until today. I could only show the title screen.
Interesting. Okay, so this is first look.
First look. Here we go.
So what's taking so long here?
It's loading it up.
Okay, all right.
It has to load up my game save.
Okay.
Have some patience. Oh man, I don't know if I'm in a place where I'm dying. I think I died last.
Did you die?
I think I just died and turned it off last night.
So talk about the actual interface and the controllers, like as you're playing it here. So you got one in each hand.
Right. I have one Joy-Con in each hand. The left Joy-Con is kind of how I'm moving around, and the right one lets me change the camera. And all of the controls, like actions, jumping. Link can jump, by the way. If you're not used to Zelda games, Link hasn't been able to jump. Now he can jump. So yeah, I can control the camera with the right Joy-Con, control myself with the left one. I only have 3/4 of a heart left, so I'm definitely going to die at some point.
So let's talk about the graphics.
Okay, tell me what you think.
So this is a video game. This is, you know, if you look at the Xbox 360 and the PS4,
right,
or the Xbox One and the PS4, forgive me, I'm obviously living in the past.
right. Whatever you have at your house.
Yeah, they're almost approaching cinema quality in terms of the HD. This looks like a video game. This looks like an old school Nintendo video game in some ways.
And I think that's on, especially with Zelda, that's on purpose. So when you look at the Zelda game, this graphic style allows Link's face to be very expressive.
Okay.
So he can walk by something and, like, he'll look at it with his eyes. And that clues you in to, oh, there's something over there I got to check out. Whereas with these more cinematic games where it's more realistic, the character's faces kind of stay, you know, they don't, like, smile and frown and, you know, look quizzical and stuff like that. So this allows him to do that. But when you go outside and look at, like, the actual landscape of things, it is pretty impressive.
Okay, so the graphics here are not necessarily representative of the overall graphics experience on the Switch.
No.
It's HD and
yeah, all this is 1080p. Okay. So when a game like NBA 2K comes out, NBA 2K18, which is coming out next year, I think it'll be very similar to what you see on the Xbox. It'll be the same, you know, that realistic graphic style. But with Zelda, you know, they like this look for Link.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is it. He's glowing red like that because I'm about to die. So in this game, you have to cook your food. So you have to cook your own food to regain life. You have to find different weapons. Your weapons break, and you have to, like, replenish them and things like that. These are things you didn't have to do in any other Zelda game before.
So you said this is better than Ocarina of Time, which was that your favorite game of all
time?
Favorite
game of all time.
This is better. So this is your new favorite game of all
time. This is my new favorite game of all time.
What's so great about it?
Everything.
Everything.
Like, the story is great. This is the first time there's been voice acting in a Legend of Zelda game. So you're not just reading everything. There's actual voice acting, people talking to you. And just the whole, the vastness is great. Being able to go and do whatever you want is great. And the strategy is so deep. Like I said, things break. Your weapons break. In previous Zelda games, you got the sword. Now you have the sword for the rest of the game. In this game, you pick up a sword, it might break.
Yeah.
So now you got to go, you know, you're in the middle of something. Now I got to go find a new sword or forge one or, you know, make myself a recipe, find a recipe for a certain type of food that I need to replenish something. So it's just much deeper than any other Zelda game I've played.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. Okay, good. Good. So at what stage of the game are you here?
I don't know what this is called, but this is one of the... it's like a temple or something where I have to beat this to get a new power.
Gotcha.
And that power will then help me throughout the game. So as you can see, I can now freeze water. And by the way, I'm looking around just by moving my Joy-Con.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's cool. See, that's my big problem with, like, first-person shooters is using the other joystick to try and change the perspective. I never quite had that level of coordination to do it well.
Yep.
And so to be able to do that, you literally just move to the controller and the, I guess, an accelerometer, gyroscope, just like a smartphone.
It's very responsive.
To change your view.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Very cool. How does that work when you have it attached to the Joy-Con?
Attached here?
You're
just using this to... Oh, actually, this will also... You can move the whole thing.
Got it.
Yeah, so it'll change your view. So there's also in the game, there's a viewfinder, kind of like binoculars. So when you pull those up and you're holding the Switch, you can just move it around to point it where you want to look. Or you can just use the stick.
Okay.
So it's up to you how you want to do it.
Got it. Want to take a few more questions from the live video?
Yeah, let's hear what people want to know.
All right. Let's see. How easy is it to detach everything and attach everything to things like the controller grip, the system, and the dock? Is it easy to do?
It's super easy. So, if I took this, for example, this is the left Joy-Con. If I want to put it on the Switch, that's it. If I want to take it off, that's it. Nothing's falling or, struggle. It's just you slide it in and you're done. So there it is. Slide and slide. Whoa.
So as you're doing that, somebody else is asking.
That's it. Now it's on here.
What about the sound quality? Is that because it doesn't sound so great coming out of our TV?
Right, right.
Is that our TV?
Yeah, that you're hearing is from the TV. So the Switch has surround sound capabilities. So you can do just stereo sound, or you can put it in surround sound mode if you have surround sound. So at my house, I have a surround sound system. It sounds amazing. This is just because we're using, this TV's, internal. Any TV's internal speakers are going to be pretty bad. I'll just give you, there's a little life hack right there. Yeah, you need a sound bar to get good sound. If you just buy a TV and use the sound coming out of the TV, not going to be great. So, and then it's the sound coming out of this TV and then into the mic over here. And then out of your computer or whatever, no good. So, but the sound is good.
Okay, good. Keep going here.
What else do we got?
Let's see, a lot of questions here on the YouTube stream. Chris Nerd points out Breath of the Wild is rendered in 900p and upscaled to 1080p.
That is correct. And I think that's just because the Switch it's early. This was initially supposed to be for the Wii U.
Yep.
And Breath of the Wild is still coming out for the Wii U. So if you have a Wii U, you don't want to buy a whole new console, but you want to play the game, you still can. And it's been in development for 5 years, and it started out as a Wii U game. So I think it's just the console is still new. As they optimize stuff, I think we'll start seeing 1080p, true 1080p games come out.
Okay. And remind me, at launch, how many games?
At launch, they've been announcing new games, even as soon as 3 days ago, they announced Snipper Clips. So I think at launch, there'll be roughly 8, maybe 10 games. They also announced yesterday a bunch of downloadable games that'll be coming out. I didn't catch if any of those are going to be day one downloads, but it's a lot of them are 8-bit and 16-bit style games from back in the day.
Yep.
So they're new games, but just in that old graphical style, which to me looks super exciting.
Christian Navarro on your YouTube channel, Andrew, says, hello, did you have any syncing issues with the Joy-Con?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear about it.
All right, so... And I'm hoping again, I got this unit early. I got it roughly 10 days before it's scheduled to be released, which is 2 days from now. The left Joy-Con, and I've seen others complain about this too who got it early. The left Joy-Con has some issues staying synced up if it's not connected directly to the Switch.
Why is that?
No, I don't know. I don't know why, but it's not good.
Is that the kind of thing that could be fixed with a software update?
Well, that's what I was going to say. There's anyone who buys a Switch... There is, including me, on Friday morning, there's going to be a big day one patch release that I'm going to be able to download. And anyone who buys a Switch, that's going to be the first thing you're going to want to do when you're setting it up is download this big patch. I'm hoping in that patch is a fix for this issue because what happened to me, it was either yesterday or the day before, I was actually fighting a boss. And Link died.
Oh no!
Because he just started running off in one direction. And then another time, I was out in Hyrule Field, not really doing anything in particular. And I started walking, and Link just kept going despite me changing direction on the left Joy-Con. And he kept walking, and for 2 minutes, he just walked in one direction and started climbing up a mountain. That's not good. That wouldn't be a good impression if, millions of people or whoever, how many people bought this on day one are all trying to play this game or any other game for that matter, and they're all finding that they can't do the things they want to do because there's a hardware problem.
Got it. Okay, any more questions out there from YouTube or Facebook on the Switch itself?
Yeah, anything about the Switch? I did put up a video yesterday about the top five accessories I recommend people buy with their Switch, and I can go over those if we want to as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's hear it.
All right, so the first thing I recommended that people buy is the Switch Pro Controller. So the Pro Controller is more reminiscent of the typical controller you'd get with like an Xbox or a PlayStation. An actual controller, one piece.
Right.
It has HD rumble in it. It has NFC compatibility, so you can use Amiibo with it as well. And it's just more comfortable and more natural than, you know, playing with these two things.
Although I love the, as you showed me the gyroscope,
yes.
I was like,
it's nice.
That's awesome.
And the other nice thing is I can, you know, if we're playing a game, I can get, okay, that's yours and that's mine. We turn them sideways.
Oh, right.
And now we're playing against each other.
Okay.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
The other thing I recommend people buy is a case. And I hate cases on devices. I hate cases. I hate screen protectors. But the thing I quickly realized is that with a smartphone, people will keep those for 1, 2, 3 years, right? And then they'll upgrade. With the Switch, this might be your console for 5 years, 6 years. Who knows?
If it's you,
10. 20 years. 20 years, this guy. So when I realized that, you know, this is a tablet, first and foremost, a tablet that you're going to keep for, you know, over half a decade, you want to make sure that's protected. So get a screen protector and get a nice hard shell case. I put links to all these things in my last video. Micro SD card, I mentioned that a minute ago. I got one from SanDisk. I bought it on Amazon, put it in here. I now have 128 gigabytes that actually gives me space to actually download things, because the 32 gigabytes that it comes with actually gets lessened down to 26 gigabytes after you take into account it's the, you know, the software that the Switch runs just to, you know, play games. Amiibo, there's a lot of Amiibo support here. The Joy-Con support Amiibo, and every Pro Controller supports Amiibo as well. That's different than the Wii U, where only the gamepad supported Amiibo. So not everybody, you know, if you had this and I had a Pro Controller and someone else had one, we could all be using Amiibo at the same time.
So does that mean that you can take one of those figures,
yep,
the Amiibo figures, put it onto one of these,
yep,
and it'll recognize,
yes,
it through NFC?
That's,
wow,
right.
Okay.
Yes. And same with the Pro Controller. So,
and it's the same Amiibo. It's
same
not
Amiibo.
Like new Switch Amiibo.
Oh, right. Yeah. You don't have to replace your Amiibo. All the Amiibo that have ever been released are compatible immediately with the Switch, the new Nintendo 3DS, and the Wii U as well. So there's not a different specification or anything like that. What was the other stuff I told people to pick up? What did I say? I said the Amiibo,
you
the
said
Pro
the
Controller,
case,
the case.
The SD card.
The SD card.
That's some good stuff. People are egging you on to play this game.
External.
On the,
they are?
Yes. Oh,
and
wait. Give us your other.
The external battery.
Yes.
So since it is a mobile console, when you're on the go, you don't want to worry about battery. I hate when I'm on the go and my phone gets below like 82%, I'm worried. I'm dying. I need to plug in. So it's not, pick up a portable charger. But the thing with that is, do your research. There's one from Rav Power that will work, because what I've seen is a lot of those power banks, for whatever reason, I think it might be the amperage of the Switch, you can have the Switch plugged in and it'll still drain faster than it's charging. So make sure you get one that matches up with the amperage and wattage of the Switch. So just do your research or look up Rav Power.
Where do you plug in the external power?
Boom, you take this out and it's right there on the bottom.
Oh.
USB-C.
Oh,
right,
wow,
there.
Okay.
So it's a USB-C port right here on the bottom. You just plug it in there and you charge on the go.
So at this point, USB-C is inevitable between,
yes,
the Mac,
yes,
this.
It's everywhere.
Give up, people. Just succumb to the USB-C.
Yeah, because it's great. It's a great thing. USB-C is nice.
What's so great about it?
I mean, first of all, it's fast. It supports a lot more. I mean, it's so much faster than USB 2 and USB 3.0 and 3.1. It can do Thunderbolt 3, not this, but if they add support in, and that means it can transfer a video feed, charging, like one cable can do multiple things. So USB-C is the future. It's funny that people were asking me to play this. Like, I thought that I was boring them.
No, I think people actually want to see this game, which what you really don't
you
want
play.
To see is me.
Let's see this guy play.
Yeah, so.
There you go. So yeah, you're gonna walk. Oh geez, we just wasted one of my fire arrows.
Oh wait, you're gonna be able to get back into this.
I hope so.
Make up for whatever mayhem I cause, right? So Link is in some water now.
Yes.
Can we get out of this place?
Maybe.
Or is that up to me?
Yeah, let me see.
Okay.
Let me get you out of here.
Okay.
Let me take you out into Hyrule Field. How about that? Oh man, do you know how hard it was for me to get in here though? You know what? No, I'm not taking you out of here. Because it was so hard for me to get in here. It was ridiculous.
But you can go back to your previous save, right? Or did I just screw everything up
maybe,
for you? Did I just
maybe.
Totally
no,
jeopardize
it? I think I could. I think I could go to my previous save. So, that said, we're going to get out of here.
Okay, so you got the map.
Got the map.
The Hopper Pond, Forest of Spirits,
yes.
Eastern Abbey, Great Plateau Tower. So does is this all consistent with the Zelda canon? You know, does this fit into the existing storylines?
Yes.
In what way?
But it fits in because they all have a very similar thread to them when you go through the story. This one seems like it takes place like a long time after the last one. When you wake up, you're in something called the Temple of Resurrection. So, and
is this a spoiler?
No, I don't think it's a spoiler. I don't think there's no spoiler. It's like the first thing you see in the game. So, you know, it's like spoiling the first 10 seconds of a movie. And then everything is like super old and like, you know, everything from the past is gone or, you know, decrepit. So it feels like you're like returning to Hyrule. All right, here you go.
Shrine of the Resurrection.
Right, so this is where you would start the game. So that's your right joy.
Okay.
Yeah. So you use the left one to walk. The reason he's blinking red like that is because he's about to die. Just FYI.
So how do I get some food? Is that the issue?
Yeah, you got to get some food. You got to find some food. You got to go up.
Why is the view not working for me? Oh, there.
The view that I was showing you about that only works when you're like about to shoot an arrow.
Okay.
Or you're like trying
to do that.
Shoot something. Well, you don't have any right now. You just got to get out of there. Go the other way.
Go the other way? Okay.
Go the other way. Go towards that rock that you were just at.
Okay.
Go up those stairs.
All right.
Jump up the rock, and then you'll be able to go into Hyrule. That's Hyrule out there. And you'll be able to see the vast, massive expanse of Hyrule.
Oh, Andrew,
don't waste
I just
everything.
Watched it.
Don't waste it. Don't waste my arrows.
Oh, wait. That button was not the jump? Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, wow.
Now if you go over that. Like,
beautiful.
Go out there and you can actually look around. Don't
Whoa.
Jump off, though.
Whoa.
If you use your right-hand side, you can actually. Yeah, you see that?
Wow.
So everything you see here, you can go to. Everything you see, you can actually go and approach.
So it's a beautiful expanse.
Yes.
And so you're kidding me. So this is truly the open world right here.
Whoa. Whoa. Do not jump off of that. But yeah, as you can see.
Are you regretting giving me the controls?
No, because you reminded me about my save.
So what's the thing, the big spire
That's
out there
tower.
In the background?
Yep. You go to that tower and it allows you to look up. Because a lot of times you got to go up to see, like, where do I need to go? So you go in the top of that tower and it allows you to look out and see, plan your next move. Where do you got to go?
So how do I get down there? Can I just follow this?
Yeah, just follow the road.
Okay.
Just keep running around. If you hold down A, it lets you run.
Oh, hold down A, it lets you run. Okay. This is great radio right here, by the way. No, that's A.
That's B. Oh, I mean, I don't know. Hold down B. Oh!
Whoa!
Oh, he fell down a mountain! He fell down a mountain, guys. On the radio. That's why I told you want to watch. This is an episode you want to watch. You want to visually watch this. So go to youtube.com/gearlive, youtube.com/geekwire, and watch this, because Todd just fell down a mountain with my character.
All right. Seriously, get me out of this, Andrew.
Oh, man.
Somebody says, try out the pro settings. Angel M says, I already beat this game.
Angel M beat this?
Yeah, Inside Out NYHC wants to know, can I get this for the Xbox? Hee.
I wish. Okay, first of all, the guy who beat it, I want to know how long it took him to beat it. Did you actually play through the game leisurely, or did you just rush through trying to destroy it?
Yeah, let's see. Let's see what he says. Angel.
You still out here, Angel?
There's a day one patch for Zelda, says Chris Nerd.
Okay, I want to know anybody out there who... Who is impressed enough that they bought the Switch, pre-ordered or plan on buying day one?
Yep.
And I want to know who thinks it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you buying one of these last time?
I don't have one pre-ordered.
Why not?
I just haven't gotten around to it. That's a good question. Will these be available if somebody walks into a store on March 3rd?
Wait in line, you will. So tomorrow night, if you wait in line at like a Best Buy or a Walmart, something like that, I'm sure you can get one, as long as you get, like, if you're 50th in line or something, maybe not. But if you get there early, wait in line for a couple hours, I'm sure you can get one. After that, after day one, a lot of places are actually holding some of their inventory, so they're going to sell in day one, and then they're going to sell more on Sunday, because they're putting out their circulars on Sunday. And when they put out a circular that says, we have the Switch, if they don't have any, then it's false advertising. So they're going to hold some back for Sunday as well. So if you don't get one on day one and you still want one, try places like Target or Best Buy on Sunday. Again, line up, though. Get there early before they open if you want to pick one up.
So somebody said, for the love of God, don't finish this live without liking the cartridge, but I think he means licking the cartridge.
Why is everyone doing that?
Do like everyone else and put the cartridge in your mouth, says Raphael.
Why is everyone doing that? I had a discussion. Well, so apparently the Nintendo Switch cartridges taste horrible. That's like a thing that people have been discovering. There have been articles about this, and I think it might be because Nintendo, because they're small, doesn't want kids putting them in their mouth. Make them taste horrible, kind of like when you spray, like, you know, horrible tasting stuff around your house so your dog doesn't, like, chew on stuff. I think that's what Nintendo's doing here. So you're going to be the one. You.
I'll do it.
You
I'll do
have
it.
To taste it.
I'll do it.
All I'm right. not tasting this.
All right.
Take it out. Yeah, just press down on there.
All right, folks.
For the love of God, you can't end the live stream.
Raphael.
I wish I had my Snapchat, but obviously okay. My phone's right there.
All right. All right. This is for the art.
This is journalism.
This is
true journalism.
Should I lick that?
No, you gotta lick the plastic.
Are you gonna have to quarantine this thing after
nope.
I'm done?
Nope. Okay. Just put it right back in.
Okay.
All right. How is that? Do you taste anything?
Oh.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, it's kind of got. It tastes like, it's clearly been something's clearly been added to
it. Really?
That. It's not like a normal. Here, let me see.
It truly. This guy's licking the remote. He's licking the remote.
Yeah, like a normal piece of plastic. Oh yeah, clearly.
Look what is happening here.
Clearly, they doctored it. Clearly, the
other
they,
way.
Another. Whoa, that's awful.
Okay.
Yeah, like you would not want that. Oh, it's kind of.
It's lasting.
It's kind of got like a sulfur.
Wow.
Oof. Okay. Well, thanks for that, Raphael. I really
appreciate it. Hey, I appreciate that too, because I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, it says here on the screen, you know,
right.
Game cartridge may contain communicable disease now.
Wow. Wow.
Spikey would like us to lick each other, Andrew.
What is happening? What is this show devolving into? This is a respectable show. Man, that is impressive, though. You took one for the team, and I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So I told you how you can get one. Are you going to get one, though, now that you know?
I'm not going to wait in line for
one. Not going to wait in line.
That's a little extreme.
Mm. Have you ever waited in line for a product?
That is a really good question. I don't believe I have.
Really?
No,
okay.
No.
Okay.
I've talked to people and recovered people waiting in line, but never actually
You have never been the one in the line waiting.
No, maybe concert tickets back in the day.
Okay, yeah, because that was how you had to do it back in the day, but not for like a product.
No, did my cred just and the last shred of credibility that I had
right,
just go
that's
away?
That's crazy because I've waited in line for every iPhone, like from 2000, like 10 iPhones I've waited in line for. Obviously, every game console. I'll still go in. I have one. I'll still go in line. It's like a cultural thing. I like being part of that.
It's a tradition.
Yes, it's a nice, cool culture. When I went to New York, actually, across the street from Nintendo New York, they have a store there in Rockefeller Center. There was someone already there that had been there for 20 days.
Wow.
They're waiting in line for 30 days to buy the Nintendo Switch first. And I believe the first person in line, Reggie, actually sells it to them. 30 days so you can meet Reggie, have him sell you your Switch, shake his hand.
That seems nuts.
He's like 19, though.
Yeah.
He's 19.
Well, and he can sustain himself afterward by licking the cartridge.
Right, that's right. That's right. Or just straight up chew on it. That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But well, no, it's good. The Nintendo Switch... It's good. It impressed me. It's better than I thought it would be. Again, I've only had one game, though, but it's an amazing game. In fact, Edge Magazine and Famitsu both rated it perfect score. And I think both of those magazines, I think Edge has only done that like 17 times in video game history. And Famitsu, I think somewhere in the 20s. Hundreds of games are released every year. And so to be in that, you know, perfect 10 or 100 out of 100 is crazy. So nice. Great game. And I don't know if that skews my opinion of it, though, because the one game that I have is so good. Does that, you know, skew my opinion of the hardware? I don't know. But the hardware it's great that it's portable, it's easy, it's light, the battery life is decent, and, you know, the fact that I can just take my Joy-Con and give it to someone, again, riding on a plane with my son, you know, we can play together. It's cool.
Awesome.
So, good job, Nintendo.
All right. So that is the Nintendo Switch. It is being released on March 3rd.
March 3rd, this Friday.
So, thanks very much, Andrew. Good stuff.
All right. Yeah, definitely.
All right. That's it for this episode of Geared Up. Until next time, I'm Todd Bishop.
I'm Andrew Edwards.
We'll talk to you next time on GeekWire.
Thanks for listening to Geared Up, the weekly tech and gadget podcast. Check out more of Andrew's reviews at youtube.com/gearlive and follow all of our coverage at geekwire.com.